Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Gershon Bertman. Maseches Rosh Hashanah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Rosh Hashanah Daf Zayin. After the Gemara finished discussing at length the sugya of Bal Te'acher in the previous Dapim, the Gemara now goes back to the list of all the Rosh Hashanim which we find throughout the year. The Gemara starts with a braisa that lists a few Rosh Hashanim which are not mentioned in the Mishnah, and I want to focus on the first Rosh Hashanah which is mentioned in that braisa. Tanu Rabbanon be'echod be'nisan Rosh Hashanah lechodoshim. Nisan is the first month in the year, and Nisan is considered the Chodesh Harishon when we count all the months. The Gemara tries to bring a raya to this halacha that Echad B'Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Chodoshim from a few psukim in the Torah. The first pasuk the Gemara brings is HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodoshim. And the maskan of the Gemara that there's no raya that that pasuk is talking about Nisan. Because we could say that really the pasuk is talking about Iyar or maybe about Adar. Therefore, in the maskan of the Gemara, Ravina says, Omer Ravina, Dovar ze mitoiras Moshe Rabbeinu loy lomadnu, midivrei Kabbalah lomadnu. We cannot learn this, that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah l'chadoshim from the Torah. We have to learn it from divrei Kabbalah, which in our sugya is referring to psukim in Zechariah and in Megillas Esther. And the Gemara lists five psukim. From these psukim, we see clearly that the count of the months throughout the year begins in Chodesh Nisan, and all the other months follow after Chodesh Nisan. The Rishonim, the Ritva, and the Ran ask, what is the nafkemina in that the Braisa says that Echad b'Nisan Rosh Hashanah l'chodoshim? What nafkemina l'halacha do we have from that, that Nisan is the first month? The Ritva says that there are two nafkeminas in that yesod that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah l'chodoshim. The first nafkemina is an obvious one, is to know when to make Yom Tiv. The Torah always describes the Yomim Tovim in the number of months. The Torah says, by Pesach, b'chodesh Rishon, and by Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot, the Torah says, b'chodesh Shvi'i. So in order to know what month the Torah is talking about, we have to know where does the count begin. And therefore, our Gemara teaches us that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah l'chadoshim, and we know when to do all the Yomim Tovim throughout the year. Another teres that we find in the Rishonim, the Rashba and the Ran say that in order to know the stories of the Torah tells us a lot of stories in the Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, and the Torah mentions the time that these events happened, with mentioning the number of the month that the events happened, as we saw Le'el in Daf Beis, the building of the Beis HaMikdash, and other events as well. Therefore, in order that we shall know when exactly those events happened, the Torah, the Gemara teaches us that Rosh Hashanah l'chadoshim is Nisan, and whenever there is a mention of a number of months, we can count these months from Chodesh Nisan. The Ritva adds something very important, and the Ritva says that which the Gemara teaches us, that Rosh Hashanah l'chadoshim is Nisan, that is l'divrei hakoil. Even Rabbi Lezer that holds that b'tishrei nivra ha'olam, he will also agree that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah l'chadoshim, and he says the Ritva, lo efshar de polig shum gavra beho. No one can argue on that Nisan is not Rosh Hashanah l'chadoshim, because the our sugya brings rayas from psukim that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah l'chadoshim, and even more so, noihag sheba'olam shenoagu kol Yisrael laso is Pesach b'Nisan. Throughout history, Klal Yisrael always did Chag HaPesach in Nisan, and if we will say that according to Rabbi Lezer, Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah l'chadoshim, so Pesach had to be on Tishrei. It must be that even according to Rabbi Lezer, he also agrees that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah l'chadoshim. And the Ritva asks, Taki, why is that so? If according to Rabbi Lezer, Tishrei nivra ha'olam, why is that so that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah l'chadoshim? Why didn't the Torah count the chadoshim from Tishrei? The Ritva explains that it is true, but Tishrei Nivra Olam, and the real count should have been from Tishrei. The reason why we count from Nisan is because Yetzias Mitzrayim happened in Nisan, and from the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim and on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Klal Yisrael to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, and therefore the count changed, And the Chodesh Arishon from that day and on is Chodesh Nisan, which means, and the Ritva says that clearly, that up until Yetzias Mitzrayim, the count of the months was always from Tishrei, and from Yetzias Mitzrayim and on, it switched, and from that day and on, the count is from Nisan. The Ritva brings a riot to that from Yonason, Targum Yonason in Uziel, on Apostle in Melachim Aleph Perek Ches. It says over there about the building of the Beis HaMikdash, that the building ended beYerach HaEisonim b'Chag, and the pasuk over there says that Yerach HaEisonim b'Chag is the pasuk says Hu HaChodesh HaShvi. So the pasuk clearly gives us two descriptions of that month. It's Yerach HaEisonim Hu HaChodesh HaShvi. The targum is mitargum over there beYarcho deAtikayo Koru leYarcho Kadmo uChean Hu Yarcho Shvi'o. This is the month that previously used to be called the first month, and now it's the seventh month because the pasuk is talking about Chodesh Tishrei, and the Ritva explains that this Targum is according to Rab Lezer, that B'Tishrei Nivra Oilom, and therefore the Targum explains to us that previously this month used to be called B'Chodesh HaRishon before Yetzias Mitzrayim, but now it is called Chodesh HaShvi since we started counting from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now this side of the Ritva is based on a Ramban. It's a famous Ramban ala Torah on the Pasuk HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Roish Chodoshim. The Ramban says that there's a special mitzvah to count all the months from Chodesh Nisan. And the Ramban says that that is why the Torah does not really give us any names to the months, only B'Chodesh HaSheni, HaChodesh HaShlishi, in order that we should always remember that the count begins from Chodesh Nisan, and through that we will remember the great Geulah that we had in Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Ramban adds that this, that we always call the Chodoshim in their number, was only until we came back from Bavel. But once Klal Yisrael came back, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, they went to Bavel and they came back in the beginning of Bayis Sheni, then they brought together with them the names of the Chodoshim. He brings the Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah that says, Shmo Yisa Chodoshim Olu Imonu BeBavel. And these are the names that we have today. Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev are Shemoy She'olu MiBavel. Interesting, the Ramban says that even in his days, in Paras, they still use those names. Even non-Jews use the names of Tishrei, Cheshvan, and Kislev. And says the Ramban that the reason to that is because we want to remember also the second Geulah that we had. It is true that up until Geulas Bavel, we counted only B'Chodesh HaRishon, B'Chodesh HaSheni in order to remember Geulas Mitzrayim. But since we had an added geula, and as the pasuk in Yirmiyot HaZayin says, Lo yomer oit chai Hashem asher he'elo es b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim, ki im chai Hashem asher he'elo v'asher evi es b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Sofoin, there's an inut, you remember also the geula from Godus Bavel. And therefore now we mention the names of the Chodoshim, which are Shemois Bavlim, to remember that we were in Godus Bavel, and Hashem took us out of that Godus. And the Ramban concludes, "Vehine nazkir b'chodoshim hageula hashenis ka'asher osinu adheinu barishoino," which means that now we mention the second geula by the fact that we still use those shemois bavlim, the names of the month, which are really from Bavel, and through that we could remember the geula hashenis, which is the geula from Golus Bavel. There's a machloikis rishoinim. What does the Ramban mean? When the Ramban says that after Klal Yisrael came back from Golus Bavel, they started using the Shemois of Bavlim, the names that we have for the months. The Barbanel in Parshas Bo over there says that even after Klal Yisrael came back from Bavel, even though now we have names for the months, still it is a mitzvah, according to the Ramban, to continue to count the numbers of the Chodoshim starting from Nisan. Because there's an inyan to remember both geulas. And the Abarbanel gives an example from what we find in Megillas Esther, B'chodesh ha'asiri, hu chodesh teves, or chodesh neim osar, hu chodesh adar. And from that we see that there's an inyan to combine those two counts together. And says that Barbanel that according to the Ramban, there's a mitzvah to use the number and the name of the month in order to remember both Geulois that Klal Yisrael had, both Geulos that we had, Yitzias Mitzrayim and Geulas Bavel. On the other hand, the Sefer HaIkorim from Rabbi Yosef Elboy Ma'amar Gimel Perek Design says clearly that from the Ramban it is mashma that after Klal Yisrael came back from Geulas Bavel, they came back in the times of the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, this mitzvah that they had up until then to count all the months in their number starting from Chodesh Nisan in order to remember Geulas Mitzrayim, that mitzvah now was changed, and now the mitzvah is to only count the names of the months with their Shemois Bavlim in order to remember the Geula Hashniyo. And the Sefer HaYikorim goes with his Shita that some mitzvahs, their definition change within the with the time. So even though the mitzvah up until the Geula of Bavel was to count the number of the months, from the time that Klal Yisrael came back from Bavel, the Chazal understood that now the mitzvah is only to mention the second Geula and not to mention the first Geula at all. Lemaisa, the Shita of the Baal HaIkorim is a little bit mistaber, because we find in many places in the Mishnah that the Mishnah calls the names of the Chadoshim with their names without saying B'chodesh HaRishon, B'chodesh HaSheni. And according to the Abarbanel, the way he understood the Ramban, the Mishnah should have mentioned at least also the number of the Chadoshim. And we find that the Mishnah does not do that. And that is Lichura, or right to the Sefer HaYikorim, that now there's no such a mitzvah anymore to count the numbers of the Chadoshim. On the other hand, there is a Pirush HaKoisev on Ein Yankiv in the beginning of Megillah. This is a Pirush from Mahari ben Chaviv. He goes at length to disagree with the Baal Sefer HaYikorim, and he says we cannot say such a thing. If there is a mitzvah from the Torah to count the numbers of the months, this mitzvah cannot change forever. It must be that this mitzvah exists even today. But he explains that that mitzvah does not mean that we have to always mention the number of the months. It only means that we cannot use a number or a count of months starting from a different month. We cannot start the count of the month, for example, from Shvat or from Tishrei, and to call that month Achodesh HaRishon. But if we choose not to count any number of the months, that is not going against the mitzvah of the Torah of Achodesh HaZelochem. So in the Maskana we find three shittas over here, Bedas, HaRamban, this Ramban that says that there's a mitzvah, a special mitzvah in the Torah to count the number of the months from Chodesh Nisan. According to the Abarbanel, even nowadays there's a mitzvah to count both the names of Bavli and also the number of the months. According to the Sefer HaYikorim, nowadays this mitzvah changed and there's no mitzvah anymore to count the number of the months, only to mention the names of the Shemois HaBavlim, the names that we have for the months. The Pirush Mahari ben Chaviv explains that the mitzvah was never that we have to mention the number of the months. It was only an Isser to mention and to count the months starting from a different Chodesh. But if we choose not to mention the count of the months at all, this is acceptable, and the person that does so is not Oiver on the mitzvah of a Chodesh HaZelochem, even according to the Ramban. Another topic which is closely related to our sugya is the question which is discussed in the Poskim, whether there's an Isser to use the date of the non-Jewish calendar, the English or the secular calendar, on documents. Some of the Poskim hold that by using the non-Jewish date, a person is oiver and Isser de'iraisa. The Maharam Shik in Yerideo, Simen Kuf Ayin Aleph, says that if a person uses the years of the secular calendar, he's over on the Isser of Veshem Elohim Acherim Lo Yisazkiru, because what he is doing, he's counting the years from the birth of Oisoi Ho'ish. In Shalos Tshuvos Yofel Lelev Yoyiridei Simen Kuf Ayin Ches, we find that he says that a person that writes the years of the English calendar, he is over on Uvechukoiseihem Lo Yiseilechu. But these opinions are considered the Da'as Yochid, and many of the Poskim disagree with them, but we find that the Chasam Sofer gives a very strong and harsh teichacha on people who choose to drop the count of the Jewish calendar and they use only the secular or the English calendar. And he says Chadoshi mikoroiv ba'u shemoinim liimei leidas meshicham shel hanoitzrim. Halo yevoishu beis Yisrael atmurazu. The Chasam Sefer explains that we count for Brias HaOlam, and whenever we mention the years of Brias HaOlam, we're strengthening our emunah in Brias HaOlam. Therefore, it is ra'ui for a person to use the count of Bnei Yisrael and not to use the secular or the non-Jewish calendar. But halach lemaise, most of the poskim agree that there is no isur min hatoyah or even miderabonan to use the non-Jewish date, the secular date. But many of them do agree that it is preferable if a person is able to use the Jewish date, he should try to do so. There's an interesting machlokes poskim regarding the months of the secular calendar. As we mentioned before, the Ramban says that there's a special mitzvah to count the months of the year from Chodesh Nisan, because that is a Chodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim, in order to remember the Geula. So the question is, when a person is mentioning the months of the secular calendar, what is better to use, the names of the months or to use their number? In Eretz Yisrael, many of the people use the number of the month when they want to indicate a date. They say Basheni LaSheni or Barevi'i LaShlishi. They do not use the names of the months, January, February. And the question is, what is the better thing to do? Rav Avadia Yosef in a Tshuva in Chelek Gimel Yerideo Simen Tes says that the better thing is to use the names of the month and not to use the number, because the number of the months is only in the Jewish calendar, B'Chodesh HaRishon, B'Chodesh HaSheni, and we do not want to use the numbers of the month regarding non-Jewish months. On the other hand, the Shailas of Tshuva's Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Chof, Simen Yud Gimel, after he brings a long raya that many of the Rishonim and the Achronim always used the non-Jewish calendar as well. They did not only use Jewish years. He says that regarding this specific question, whether to use the names of the month or their number, it is better to use the number of the months, because he heard, Shamati beveirur kishmois hachodoshim shelohem mechuvonim l'shemois elilim. Since the names of the months of the secular calendar, January, February, etc., are Miramis or are referring to Shmois Elilim, therefore it is better to mention the number of the months and not to mention the name of their months when possible. The next sugi in the Gemara is Rosh Hashanah Lo Iburin. The Braisa mentioned that Aleph Benison is also Rosh Hashanah Lo Iburin. Our Gemara explains that Beis Din can only be Me'aber the Shana, that you can only add another month to the Shana, making it a leap year, up until Aleph Nisan. When Aleph Nisan comes, it is too late and they cannot be Me'aber the Shana anymore. The Braise adds another two added alochis, and the Braise says that the Lechatchila, the best time for being Me'aber the Shana, is when Adar comes, to add another Adar to Adar Rishoin. Bedi'eved, when it is Shas Adchak, Beis Din could be Me'aber the Shana even earlier, up until Rosh Hashanah. But before Rosh Hashanah, before Aleph Tishrei, Beis Din cannot be Me'aber the Shana, even if it is Shas Adchak. And the Braise says, Im Ibruha Eino Me'uberes, even if they did, if they were Me'aber the Shana before Rosh Hashanah, it is not Chal, and the Shana is not considered a Shana Me'uberes. I would like to discuss three he'orahs regarding this halacha. The first he'orah that we have to discuss is, how is it bechlal shayich to be me'aber the shana before Rosh Hashanah? To add another month, to decide that this year will become a leap year before the year even started, before the year began. The Rishonim asked that this is hard to understand, because in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Yudalef Amud Beis and Daf Yudbeis Amud Alef, the Gemara says that there are three reasons why we do the Ibur Hashanah. Me'arbin Hashanah al Shloisha Dvorim, al Ha'aviv, Peiros Ha'ilon, Ve'hatkufa. And Rashi explains that the Aviv means in order to make sure that the grain in the fields will be fully ripened, fully grown when Pesach comes. And that way, it will be possible to bring the Korban Ha'oimer on Pesach from the Tvuah Chadosho. Peiros Ha'ilon means that Chazal wanted to make sure that the fruits on the trees will be fully grown, fully ripened when Shavuos comes about. And in that way, they saved a trip for the people who have to go to the Beis HaMikdash to bring their Bikurim. If the fruits will not be ready for the Bikurim on Shavuos, the people will have to go twice to the Beis HaMikdash, once for Aliyah LeRegel on Shavuos, and the second time for bringing their Bikurim. And Chazal wanted to save them that trip, and therefore they added a month to the winter months in order to make sure that the fruits of the tree will be ripened before Shavuos. And the last thing is the Tkufa, which is really the main reason for the Ibur Hashanah, and that is in order to make sure that the Shnas HaLevana, the lunar year, is parallel to the seasons of the Shnas HaChama of the solar year. Chazal learned from the Pasuk of Shomer Eschoydesh HaAviv that Pesach has to be in Tkufas HaAviv, in Tkufas Nisan, and when they see that this is not going to happen, they add another month of Adar in order to make sure that the year of the Levana is parallel to the year of the Chama. Now, the Rishonim ask that the Gemara over there in Sanhedrin says clearly, Al Shnayim Mehem Me'abrin Ve'al Echad Mehem Ein Me'abrin. Beis Din were only Me'abrin the Shana if two of the three reasons existed. Aviv, Peiro, Yisraelon, and Tkufa. But if only one of the reasons existed, Beis Din are not supposed to be Me'abrin the Shana. Therefore, ask the Rishonim, the Tosfos read by us and the Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin, how could our Gemara and Rosh Hashanah teach us that if Beis Din were Me'aber the Shana before Rosh Hashanah, it is not Me'ubar? Beis Din do not have a right to be Me'aber the Shana before Rosh Hashanah altogether, because before Rosh Hashanah, they only have one of the three reasons is possibly known before Rosh Hashanah. The reason of Tkufa, Chazal could calculate, or Beis Din could calculate, even before Rosh Hashanah, that in this year, if they won't have an Ibur Hashanah, Tesvav Benison will not be in the spring. But the other two reasons of Aviv and Peiros HaIlon, how could Beis Din possibly know that without adding another extra month, the crops of the fruits and the grain will not be fully grown in time for Pesach and for Shavuos? It is too early to know that. And if only one of the reasons exists, only the reason of the Tkufa, Chazal cannot do the Ibur Hashanah altogether. The Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin and the Aruch HaNer says a similar thing by us, that even though the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Ein Me'abrin only al Shnayim Mehem veloy al Echad Mehem, there are times where Chazal, without knowing for sure, they could assume that all three reasons will exist. For example, when it was already 3 years, Shonim Pshutois, 3 years have passed that there wasn't a leap year, Beis Din could know that now if they will not be Me'aber the Shana, it is almost sure that they will run into problems with the Aviv and Peiros HaIlon. The grains will not be ready in time for Pesach, and the fruits will not be ready for Shavuos, and therefore they are allowed to be Me'aber based on their estimation. Rabbeinu Yonah in Sanhedrin over there in Daf Yud Beis adds that they, in that case where they do not know for sure that they need the Ibur Hashanah, because they still don't know for sure that the Peiros HaIlon and the grains will not be ready, in that case, they have to do the Ibur Hashanah al Tnai. And the way they do it, they say, we are Me'aber the Shanah al Tnai, that we will see later on in the year that the grains and the fruits are not fully grown on time. On the other hand, the Me'iri in Sanhedrin says that our Gemara is a raya to the Rambam in Kiddush HaChodesh, Perek Dalet Alocha Hey, the Rambam paskins like the opinion which is mentioned over there in Sanhedrin, the Shita of Rabban Gamliel, that the main reason of Ibur Hashanah is the Tkufa, is in order to make sure that Shnas HaChama and Shnas HaLevana are corresponding and are parallel. And the other two reasons, which are Aviv and Peiros HaIlon, they are not the main reasons. And the Rambam says that that it is enough to have the reason of the Tkufa in order to be Me'aber the Shana, and we do not need the two other reasons. And based on that Rambam, we could understand our Gemara. The Gemara teaches us that if Beis Din calculated before the year began, before Rosh Hashanah, that they have to do an Ibur Hashanah, they are not allowed to be Me'aber the Shana before Aleph Tishrei, and even if they did so, Imibrua Eino Me'uberes. Another nekuda that I would like to discuss is, what is the reason that ein mehadbrin hashana koydim rosh hashana? Why is it that the Beis Din cannot do the ibur hashana before rosh hashana? Especially according to the Rambam that we mentioned, that the main reason for the ibur hashana is in order to make sure that Pesach will be in Tkufas Ha'aviv, and the Beis Din could know based on their calculations a long time before the year begins that they need to add another month to the year. So why can't they be me'aber the Shana before Rosh Hashanah? So Rashi Bayos explains that there's a chashash shema yishkechu she'ibru is Hashanah. There's a chashash that people will forget that this year is a Shana Mu'beres, and when Pesach comes about, they will not know, they will forget that this is a Shana Mu'beres, and they will end up eating chometz be'Pesach. The Yad Ramayin Sanhedrin over there gives a different reason, and he says that if Beis Din will be me'aber the Shana before the year even started, people might come to a mistake, might think that Beis Din are adding another month of Elul. People will hear before the year began that now Beis Din are me'aber the Shana. They will think that Beis Din added another year, another month of Elul to the year, and based on that, they will push off all the Yomim Tovim of Tishrei another month, and they will end up being Mechalel Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Sukkis, and therefore Chazal made a takana that only after the year began, after Klal Yisrael already celebrated Rosh Hashanah, only then Beis Din could be Me'aber the Shana, and now people will not have the mistake that Beis Din added another Elul to the year. Rabbi Yoinah over there, based on his pshat, that the way to do an Ibur early in the year is to do an Ibur bitnai. The Rabbi Yonah explains that the reason why Chazal said that Beis Din are not supposed to do the Ibur before Rosh Hashanah is because it's a davar ha'asui leishtanois. Could be that after Beis Din will be me'aber the Shana bitnai, they will say that the Ibur Hashanah is on condition that the Ibur is needed because of the crops of the grains and the fruits. Maybe later on in the year, the fruits will grow very quickly, and the grains will grow quickly, and the Ibur will not be necessary. Says Rabbi Yoinah, in such an event, the Ibur will be misbatel, and that will be a bizoyon Beis Din. Therefore, Chazal said that lechatchila, you are not supposed to be me'aber the Shana only close to Adar, only when Adar comes, and only b'shas adchak, you could do it after Rosh Hashanah. Based on all those three explanations for the reason why Beis Din cannot be me'aber the Shana before Rosh Hashanah, as we mentioned, Rashi says Shemo Yishkechu, people will forget that this Shana is me'ubar. The Yad Ramah says that people will mistakenly think that Beis Din added another Elul, and Rabbi Yoinah says that maybe eventually they will not need the Ibur Hashanah. Says the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Daled that this halacha that is mentioned in our Gemara, that ein me'abrin hashana koydim rosh hashana, is a din derabanan. Min haTorah, really, Beis Din could be me'aber the Shana even before Rosh Hashanah. This is a din derabanan that Chazal made a gzeira not to be me'aber the Shana before Rosh Hashanah. And the Torah gave Chazal a koyach to be oiker a din de'oraisa. In the same way we know that there's halacha of hefker based in hefker, so too regarding the halachos of Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibur HaShanah, even HaShanah which is me'uber min haTorah, if Chazal decide that the Beis Din which are me'aber the Shana before Rosh Hashanah, it should be batel, Chazal have a koyach to be oiker dover min haTorah, and this Shana is not me'uberes. On the other hand, in Shalis Uchuve Zecher Yitzchok Simin Yud Aleph, it brings a few rayos from the Rishonim that this din, that Beis Din cannot be me'aber the Shana before Aleph Tishrei, is a din de oraisa. It's not only a din de rabbanon. Min haTorah, the Ibur HaShanah is only after Aleph Tishrei. And the Zecher Yitzchok explains that Ibur HaShanah is not only simply that Chazal are, or that the Beis Din are revealing to us the calculations, that based on their calculations, this Shana has to be a Shana Me'uberes. The Ibur HaShanah is similar to Kiddush HaChodesh, that Beis Din are koiveya and are mechil chalois Shana Me'uberes on this year. Therefore, says the Zecher Yitzchok, min haTorah, this chalois that Beis Din are koiveya is possible only once the year began. But before Aleph Tishrei, when it is not yet, the year didn't start yet, Beis Din do not have a koyach to be koiveya and meichil achalois shana meuberes on the year because the year is not here yet. So this is the machlekes according to the Minchas Chinuch, and that is mashma from all the other rishonim that we mentioned. This halacha is a din derabanan that Beis Din cannot be me'aber Hashanah before Rosh Hashanah, and according to the Zeicher Yitzchak, it's a din de'oraisa. Another machlekes rishonim which is related to our sugi is the famous machlekes Rambam and Ramban. How do we have nowadays shonim me'uborois? The Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh Perkei Halacha Aleph and Beis explains that even though min haTorah the kviya of the chodoshim is alidei haru'iyo, and ibur hashana was always mipnei hazman or mipnei hatzoyrech, and only Sanhedrin, which were in Eretz Yisrael, or Beis Din hasmuchim be'Eretz Yisrael, had the power to be me'aber the shana. Nevertheless, says the Rambam. Aloch dover ze halacha lemoishe misinai hu shebizman sheyesh Sanhedrin koivin al haru'iyo. Uvizman she'ein shom Sanhedrin, koivin al cheshboin ze she'onu mechashvin boi hayoim, ve'ein is kokin le'ri'io. After the Sanhedrin unfortunately ceased to exist, it's a halacha l'moishe misinai that we could be koiveya, the shani me'uborois, based on the cheshbun. The Rambam adds in Sefer HaMitzvois, Mitzvah Sasei Kuf Nun Gimel, and he says, Uvikan shoyresh godoin mishorshei ha'emuno lo yedo'ohu velo yisboinen bimkoimoi elo mishedaitoi amuko. And after this introduction, the Rambam explains that even though we're koiveya now, the Ibur Hashana in Chutz La'aretz, based on the Cheshboin and also the Chodoshim, the months, are based on the calculations of the calendar, nevertheless, it is also based on the fact that there's a Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael which is Mekadesh the Chodoshim and is Me'aber the Shonim. And says the Rambam that Chas V'Sholem, if at one point of time, Ilu Efshar Derech Mashal, Shebnei Yisrael Ye'odru Me'eretz Yisrael, Cholilo Lokel Me'asoy Zois, Ki Hu Yivtiach Shalayim Che'oy Soysa Uma Mikodachoyl, if Chas V'Sholem it will happen that Klal Yisrael will not be existing in Eretz Yisrael at all, Ve'lo Yiyeh Shom Beis Din, ולא יהיה בחוץ על האורץ בייס דין שנסמך באורץ, הנה חשבוננו זה לא יועילנו עוז כלום בשום פונים. The cheshbin, the calendar that we have will not help, will not be valid, because the calendar is only based on the Kiddush HaChodesh, which the Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael are Mekadesh. So this is the Shita of the Ramban, that after the Sanhedrin ceased to exist, that after the Sanhedrin do not exist anymore, there's a halacha l'moishe misinai that we could base our Ibur HaShonim v'Kiddush HaChodesh on the calendar, on the calculations, on the cheshbon, but it also has to be based on the Kiddush HaChodesh of the Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban in Hasogos HaRamban, in Sefer HaMitzvos over there, attacks the Rambam, and he says that this is basically a stira between the two Rambams. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos says that there is a need for a Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam in the Yad doesn't mention the need for the Beis Din. He bases it completely on the Cheshbon. And finally, says the Ramban, that the real true answer to how do we have nowadays Ibur HaShonim and Rosh Chodesh is because Rabbeinu Hillel HaNasi, Bnoi shel Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, shetikin cheshbon ha'ibur, hu kidesh chodoshim ve'iber shonim haraoin leis'aber lefi minyonoi ad sheyovoi Eliyahu zochur latoiv ve'nachzor lekidushenu al pi ha'ra'iyo be'beis din ha'godol. And he says the Ramban, that Hillel, which is not the Hillel HaZaken, this is the Hillel Bnoi or Ben Bnoi shel Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, he in his times was already mekadesh all the chodoshim and was me'aber all the shonim until Bias Eliyahu HaNavi. Now, obviously, a very strong kasha arises from our sugya. Our sugya said that ein me'abrim es hashono lifnei roish hashono ve'im ibruho eino me'uberes. As we mentioned before, if Beis Din were me'aber the shonim before roish hashono, the ibur is not chal. So how could the Ramban say that Hillel HaNasi was me'aber all the shonim from his times until the times of Eliyahu HaNavi? This is the Ibur HaShonah before Aleph Tishrei. The Ramban himself asks this kasha, and the Ramban says that this halacha, that one is that Beis Din are not supposed to be me'aber the Shana before Rosh Hashanah is a Din Derabbanan, and they had their reason, and the Ramban mentions the reason because they were afraid that Klal Yisrael will forget that this Shana is Shana Be'uberes, like we said previously from Rashi. Says the Ramban that in the times of Hillel HaNasi, he saw that the Chashash is even greater, that if he will not be Me'aber the Shanim or Mekadesh the Chodoshi, maybe the Moyadois will be completely misbatel because Klal Yisrael will not have a Beis Din. Therefore, he decided that it is better to be Me'aber Hashanah Koidim Rosh Hashanah in order to make sure that the Moyadois will continue to be kept by Klal Yisrael until Eliyahu HaNavi will be Mechadesh the Kiddush al Pi HaRe'iyo. So this is the Machlaikis of the Ramban. And the Rambam, how do we have nowadays Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibur HaShanah? Is it based on the calculations or is it based on the Ibur HaShanim and the Kiddush HaChodesh of Rabbeinu Hillel HaNasi? The next sugi in our daf is the sugi of Shoyalim V'doyushim V'hilchos HaPesach Koinim LaPesach Shloishim Yoim. The Gemara brings the Mishnah in the Eduyos that according to one opinion in that Mishnah, Ein me'abrin es hashana achar apurim, Beis Din are not me'abrin the shana after Purim, and the Gemara explains that this is because of the halacha that Shoyalim V'hilchos HaPesach Koinim LaPesach Shloishim Yoim, and since people will start to learn the halachos of Pesach 30 days before Pesach, if Beis Din will be me'aber the Shana after Purim, there is a chashash that people will be nechshal in achilas chometz bePesach, as Rashi explains. The Rishonim ask that our Gemara seems to be a stira to a Gemara in Megillah Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. In our Gemara, it is mashma that we start learning the halachos of Pesach 30 days before Pesach. On the other hand, in the Gemara Megillah, it's mashma that there's only a chiyuv to learn the halachos on Pesach itself and not before Pesach. The Gemara says over there, Tanu Rabbanon, Moshe tikin lahem leYisrael, sheyihiyu shoyalim v'doyoshim be'inyonei shel yoyim, hilchos Pesach be'Pesach, hilchos atzeres be'atzeres, hilchos chag be'chag. It is mashma that only on Pesach itself or on Shavuos and Sukkos there is a takana of Moshe to learn and to be shoyel v'doyersh be'inyonei shel yoyim, and not before that. And in our Gemara it says that shoyalin behilchos haPesach koidim laPesach shloishim yoyim. The Ran in Psochim and Daf Beis and the Rashba and Megillah Daf Lamed explain that really our Gemara that says shoyalin behilchos haPesach koidim laPesach shloishim yoyim does not mean that the Rabbonim or the Darshanim have to teach the halachos of Pesach batzibur. This halacha of being doyrish, the halachas batzibur, is only on the Yom Tov itself, as mentioned in the Gemara Megillah. What our Gemara says, Shoyalim bihilchos haPesach koidim laPesach shloishim yoyim, the Gemara means to say that if two Talmidim came to ask a Shaila, the one who is asking a Shaila on Hilchos Pesach is koidim to the one who is not asking a Shaila on Hilchos Pesach, since it is already in 30 days before Pesach. That's the pshat shoyalin behilchos haPesach koidim laPesach shloishim yoyim, that anyone who is shoyel or shayel on hilchos Pesach, he is koidim to all the other people because it is already close to the Yom Tov of Pesach. But regarding teaching the halachos publicly, giving shiurim in hilchos Pesach, that is only on the Yom Tov itself. This is the sheet of the Ran and the Rashbo. On the other hand, many of the Rishonim, including Rashi by us, and Rashi in Bava Kamed of Kuf Yud Gimel, and the Beir HaHalacha in Simen Tov Chof Tes, says that this is the Shita of Roiv Rishonim disagree with the Ran and the Rashba, and they say that when the Gemara says, Shoyalin behilchos haPesach, koidim laPesach shloishim yoim, that means to be doyrish the halachos borabim. Rashi says, Hitchilu hadarshonim lidroish borabim behilchos haPesach. And the Bir Halacha lists many of the Rishonim that hold that way, that there's a chiyuv to be doyrish barabim, the halachos of Pesach. Therefore, the kasha now returns. If the halacha is that we have to learn the halachos of Pesach 30 days before Pesach, why does the Gemara Megillah say that shreyalim v'doyrishim b'inyonei shel yoyim hilchos Pesach b'Pesach, which is mashma, that only on Pesach itself there's a chiyuv to learn the halachos? The Beis Yosef in Simen Tov Chof Tes asks this kasha and he gives two teirutzi. The first teretz says the Beis Yosef, Ve'oydish loymar de dinei Pesach are dinim merubim. There's dinim of tchinas achitim, afias matzo, hagolas kelim, biur chometz, and says the Bes Yosef, specifically the Yom Tov of Pesach, has many halachos that a person has to know even before Yom Tov arrives. All those halachos that the Bes Yosef mentioned, the chitim and the matzah and the golas kelim and biur chometz, a person has to know them before Yom Tov. Therefore, there's a special halacha regarding the Yom Tov of Pesach that the darshanim and the rabbonim should be doyrish behilchos Pesach shloishim yoyim koydem achag. When the Gemara Megillah says shoyalim v'doyrishim behilchos Pesach bePesach, that is not referring to these halachas of the matzah and the hagolas kelim and the biur chometz. This is referring to the taimim shebaavuram nitztaveinu b'moed hahu. And also the halachos of Yom Tov, which a person could learn on Yom Tov itself. According to this teretz of the Bes Yosef, 30 days before Pesach, the Rabbonim have to darshan already the halachos, which are noigeya before the Yom Tov of Pesach arrives. And on Yom Tov itself, the Rabbonim have to be doirish on the timing of the Yom Tov. The Bes Yosef gives there another teretz regarding the Korban Pesach, and Ein Kan Hamokoim Leharich. Based on this Bes Yosef, the Taz in Simen Tov Chof Tesif Kotan Aleph writes that this halacha of Shoyali V'doyershin Koidim HaPesach Shloishim Yoim is only BePesach. The Bes Yosef explained that the reason why Chazal were misaken this halacha that Shoyali V'doyershin Shloishim Yoim Koidim HaPesach is because the Yom Tov of Pesach has many halachos that are supposed to be learned before Pesach arrives. Therefore, says the Taz, this is only referring to Pesach and not to all the other Yomim Toivim. On the other hand, the Mogen Avraham and many other Achronim hold that also by Sukkis and by Shavuos, there is a halacha of Shoyalim V'doyushim Behilchos Achag Shloishim Yoim Koidim Achag, and not only by Pesach. And the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkoton Aleph brings those two opinions, and he is not Machriya. And he brings the shita of the Goyin that on Shavuos it is enough to start learning the halachos of Shavuos from Aleph Sivan, from Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And the Mishneh Berurah ends off, Val kolpanim b'yoyim toiv gufo lekulei alma tzorich lishoil velidroish b'chol yoyim toiv behilchoiseo. On Yom Tov itself, everybody agrees that there's a special halacha on every Yom Tov to learn the halachos of the Yom Tov. The next and last sugya that we will discuss in our Daf Zayin is the sugya of Schirus Batim. The Braise in Amud Aleph said that according to the Yesh Oimrim, Aleph B'Nissan is also a Rosh Hashanah L'Schirus Batim. The Gemara in Amud Beis explains that according to that opinion, the Das Yesh Oimrim in the Braise, when a person rents out his house and he uses the words Hareini Maskir Beisi L'Shonozu, that implies that he's renting out the house only until the end of the year, and since Aleph Nisan is the beginning of the year of Schirus Batim, the Schirus will end when Aleph B'Nisan comes. If the person used the words Hareini Maskir Beisi L'Shono without saying Shonozu, everybody agrees that the Schirus will be for a full term of 12 months, Miyoyim L'Yoyim. But since the person used the words L'Shonozu, the Schirus will end when Aleph Nisan arrives. The Gemara adds that that is only if there was at least 30 days before Aleph Nisan for the rental to be chal. But if the schirus, if the person was maskir his house in the middle of Chodesh Adar, and there are less than 30 days up until Aleph Nisan, then even the Yesh Oimim and the Braisa will agree that loy also loy shono, and that is because loy torach inish lemegar beisa lepochois mishloishim yoyim, a person usually is not toireach to rent a house for less than 30 days. The Gemara does not explain what will be the halacha in such a case. According to that man, the Omar in the Braisa that holds that Aleph Nisan is usually Rosh Hashanah L'Schirus Batim, what will be the halacha if a person rented out his house on Chodesh Adar less than 30 days before Aleph Nisan, and he said, Hareini Maskir Beisi L'Shonozu, what will be the halacha in that case? And there's a machloikis between the Ritva on one hand and the Aruch Laner and the Sfas Emes. The Ritva says that since the person rented out his apartment less than a month before Aleph Nisan, even though he used the words Hareini Maskir Beisi L'Shonozu, the halacha will be that the Schirus will be for a full term of 12 months all the way to the next year at the same date which he started the rental. And says the Ritva that even though the person used the words shonazu, all he meant by saying shonazu is that the rental will start right away from that day and on. If he would have said Arini Maskir Basi Shon Lashonostam, the maskir will have the ability to push off the beginning of the rental. Therefore, in order to prevent that, the soicher asked him to say Lashonozu, and the rental agreement will start right away. This is the opinion of the Ritva, that when the Schirus was less than 30 days before Aleph Nisan, even according to the Yeshoimim in the Braisa, that Aleph Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Schirus Batim, the Schirus will be Chal for 12 months Miyoim L'Yoim. On the other hand, the Aruch Laner and the Sfas Emes disagree with the Ritva, and they say that since according to this man, the Omar Aleph Ben Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Schirus Batim, any Schirus that is agreed upon when using the words Shonazu will always end in Aleph Nisan. Since the Maskir says Hareini Maskir L'Shonazu, and since according to this man, the Omer and the Braisa, Aleph Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Schirus Batim, the Schirus will end in the next Aleph Nisan. It will not end in this Aleph Nisan since there is less than 30 days up until Aleph Nisan, but it will end in Aleph Nisan the next year. The Sfasemis is only Misupok. What will be the din of the days from the time of this Schirus up until the coming Aleph Nisan? Do those days belong to the Maskir or to the Soicher? But he agrees to the Aruch Laner that the Schirus will end in the next Aleph Nisan. Another Machloikis Rishonim is Negea LaHalocha LeMaisa. The Gemara explained that according to the Yeshoimim in the Braisa, Aleph Ben Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Schirus Batim, and therefore when a person rents out his house L'Shonazu, the Schirus ends on Aleph Nisan, providing that there were at least 30 days before Aleph Nisan. On the other hand, that is only according to the second sheet of the Yeshoimim in the Braisa. The first sheet in the Braisa does not hold that Aleph Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Schirus Batim, and our Tana of our Mishnah also does not hold that way, because the Tana of our Mishnah did not mention Rosh Hashanah L'Schirus Batim on Aleph Nisan. The Rishonim disagree according to the Shita of our Tana in the Mishnah and the first Tana in the Braisa. What would be the halacha when a person will rent out his house and he will say, I'm renting out the house L'Shanah Zu? What will we say in that case, according to the Shittas, that Aleph Nisan is not Rosh Hashanah L'Schirus Batim? The Ritva explains that according to the Tana of the Mishnah and the first Tana in the Braisa, when a person will say, Hareini Maskir Beisi L'Shanah Zu, we will count Shnei Masar Chodesh from the time of the Schirus. And even though the person used the word L'Shanah Zu, since according to our Tana in the Mishnah, Aleph Nisan is not Rosh Hashanah L'Schirus Batim, it must be that that person did not mean anything else other than renting out his house for a full term of 12 months, Michoidesh L'Choidesh U'Miyoyim L'Yoyim. And even though he used L'Shanah Zu, that only means, like the Ritva said previously, that the Schirus will begin Le'alter. The Ritva mentions that there's another pshat that he heard, that since the person used the words L'Shanah Zu, the Schirus will begin and end on Aleph Tishrei. Or to be more accurate, the Schirus will end in Aleph Tishrei, because according to the Tana of our Mishnah, Aleph Nisan is not the Rosh Hashanah, the Schirus Batim, but Aleph Tishrei is, because we go Basar Loshin B'nei Adam, and when a person says, Areini Maskir Beisi L'Shanah Zu, he must mean until the end of this year, which is Aleph Tishrei. The Ritva rejects this pshat, and he says that if that was so, our Tana in the Mishnah should have mentioned Rosh Hashanah L'Schirus Batim. The Tana in the Mishnah mentions Aleph Tishrei as Rosh Hashanah for several things, and the Tana does not mention Schirus Batim. Therefore, the Ritva says that his pshat is the correct pshat, that according to our Tana and our Mishnah, even if a person says Hareini Maskir Beisi L'Shanah Zu, the Schirus will not end on Aleph Tishrei, it will end after 12 months. That shita that the Ritva rejects is the shita of the Rashba in Nedarim, Daf Samech Gimel, Amud Aleph. The Rashba clearly says that if a person said, Hareini Maskir Beisi L'Shanah Zu, the Schirus will end when Aleph Tishrei arrives at the time of Rosh Hashanah, because we do not paskin like the Yesh Oimrim in the Braisa that Aleph Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Schirus Batim, and therefore the Rosh Hashanah L'Schirus Batim is Aleph Tishrei. The Shach in Choshen Mishpot, Simen Shin Yud Beis, Yivkotin Yud Gimel, Paskins like the Rashba, and he brings many other Rishonim, they hold that way, that the Hatchola of the Shana regarding Schirus Batim is Aleph Tishrei, and therefore if a person was renting out his house, and he used the Losha in Hareini Maskir Beis Lashana Zu, as long as there were at least 30 days before Aleph Tishrei, the Schirus will end on Aleph Tishrei, and this is the Halacha according to the Shach. Another sugya which we won't have time to discuss in this year is the sugya of a Maskir Bais Lashana Zu Venis Abro Hashana. What happens if the year became a leap year? Who gets to benefit from the extra month that was added to that year? The Mishnah in Bar Mitzia and Kuf Beis Amud Aleph says that Amaskir Bais Lechaveir Venis Abro Shana Nis Abro La Soicher. The Soicher gets that extra 13th month. The Ritva in our sugya discusses that that is not always so. The Rashba in the Dorim Daf Samech Gimel Amud Beis is also similar to our Ritva. Anyone who wants to be Me'ayin could be Me'ayin in the Shulchan Aruch, in Choshen Mishpot, Simen Shin Yud Beis, and in the Noise Kelim over there, the Sma, Sifkot and Chav Gimel, and the Taz and Rab Kivi Eger, over there in Choshen Mishpot, they also discuss a seemingly a stira in the Tor, in Hilchois Soicher, and the Tor in Hilchois Nedorim, and Ein Kan Hamokim Leharich, unfortunately. I would like to finish off with the sugya of Hadomi Moidim. Our Gemara said that according to the Yesh Oimim in the Braisa, Aleph Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Schirus Batim, and when a person rents out his house more than 30 days before Aleph Nisan, we say that the term of the Schirus ends in Aleph Nisan, also Loishanah K'shehigia Aleph Nisan, because that is the Rosh Hashanah L'Schirus Batim. Now Toisus makes a short comment on this halacha, and Toisus says, V'loi amrinan hadomi moidim, v'harei hamo'is matona oipi kodoin. Toisus is referring to the famous sugya in Bava Metzia in Zion Amud Beis. Over there, there is a machlokes in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachomim regarding mochar hatzemed or mochar habokor. There's a disagreement between the moicher and the loikeach whether the mechira was on the tzemed or also on the bokor. Rabbi Yehuda says hadomi moidim. Keitzad, Omar loy mechor li tzimdecho b'mosayim zuz, hadover yudua shein atzemed b'mosayim zuz, since it is clear that he will not pay for the tzemed mosayim zuz, therefore the domi maraya that he also sold him the bokor, the cattle themselves. V'chachomim oimrim ein hadomim raya, the loikeach cannot prove from the amount of the money what was included in the mechira. Toisus, in our sugyo, is referring to that machlaikis, and Taisus says, by us too, the damim, the amount of money which was paid for the tzchirus, could really give us an indication what was it the intention of the maskir and the soicher regarding the tzchirus. If he rented out the house 2 months before Nisan, but the soicher paid for a full year, a full 12 months of tzchirus, then how could we say that the tzchirus will end up in Aleph Nisan? Why don't we say Hadomi Moidim? Toisus says Loi Amrinan Hadomi Moidim Veharei Hamo'is Matono Oy Pikodoin. The money which was handed for the Schirus, we do not say that that money could give us an indication and could prove to us that the Schirus was a full year. We will treat the extra money which was paid for those extra months after Aleph Nisan as Matono or as Pikodoin to the maskir. Now Toisus doesn't explain why don't we say Hadomi Moidim. The Sifsi Chachamim says that Toisus simply paskins like Chachamim, since it is a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim in Bava Metzia Daf Ayin Zayin. Toisus paskins like Chachamim that hold that ain Hadomim Raya, and we cannot bring a Raya from the Domim. The Sfasem says that really Toisus could have said that in our sugya, The concept of Domi Moidim is not Shayich, because we could really say that our sugya is discussing a case where the Domim cannot bring a Raya. For example, if they both agreed that the Soicher will pay the Maskir a certain amount of money for each day of the Schirus, they did not agree upon a general payment for the whole term of the Schirus. The Soicher said, I will pay you for each day a dinar leyoim. In such a case, says the Sasemis, obviously there is no indication from the amount of the money which was agreed upon how long the Schirus will take, because they only agreed how much they will pay for each day. Says the Sfasemes, the Tosis could have said that sugya is talking about that case. But nevertheless, Tosfos said that even in a case where the domim could be moedim, in a case where really they did agree upon a set amount for the whole term of the schirus, and even if the soicher already paid that amount, still Tosfos hold that the domim are not moedim. And the Sfasemes explains that that is because according to that man, the Omar and the Braisa, Aleph Nisan is Rosh Hashanah l'schirus batim. And if that is so, when a person says, Hareini maskir beisi l'shono zu, it is as if he said, I am maskir the house until Aleph Nisan. As if he said specifically and beferush that the rent is only until Aleph Nisan. In such a case, if he would have said beferush that the schirus is ad Aleph Nisan, obviously the domi would not be moidia. Therefore, even though he did not mention Aleph Nisan, since Aleph Nisan is Rosh Hashanah l'schirus batim, we consider it as if he said that the schirus will be until Aleph Nisan, and therefore the extra money which was paid is ma'ois matono or pikodain, and we do not say hadomi moedim, even according to Rabbi Yehuda that says that usually we do use the concept of hadomi moedim.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.